The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Wednesday, is the 9th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 21st of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 11th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, we choose some ayahs, some verses of the Holy Quran for today. Let's listen to chapter Mu'minun from the beginning of this chapter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
Certainly will the believers have succeeded.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ.
They who are during their prayer humbly submissive.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ.
And they who turn away from ill speech.
وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ.
And they who are observant of zakah.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As a matter of fact, as great interpreters of the Quran have said, every action and speech that does not carry a significant benefit is vain. Some of other interpreters have rendered vanity as nullity, and others have interpreted it as sins on the whole. Some have interpreted it as cursing or using bad language, others as profane singing, frivolity and play, while yet others have interpreted it as polytheism. All of these mentioned interpretations are extensions of this general and comprehensive concept.
Accept my prayer,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
Our topic is about music. From Islamic point of view, everything that is prohibited by Allah the Almighty has great wisdom. We should always remember this, even when all we can see are benefits. Because remember, our intellect is limited in its capacity. Have you ever stood at the shore, looking at the beach? It appears to extend till the horizon, right? Can you see beyond that? Of course no. But you know from our knowledge that the sea extends way more than we can see, possibly till the other shore on another continent. Allah's knowledge and wisdom encompasses everything, and it is out of it that He guides us about what to do and what not to do. So when He tells us through His prophet not to listen to music or play musical instruments, then there definitely must be harms that He's saving us from.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastay. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. Another consideration in this regard is that forbidden music or forbidden types of music, first of all, makes people inattentive to the call of the consciousness and then to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to religious instructions. Now we find that this type of music which is forbidden is a kind of music that's played by people. However, we find that in the acts of singing of a lot of birds, For example, nightingales, I mean, act of singing, which is quite melodious and very pleasing, we find that that kind of music isn't harmful for our intellect, isn't harmful for our spirit, or rather we enjoy it. Imagine that, for example, you are walking in a forest, in the woods, and from time to time you receive the sweet songs of several nightingales or other birds in the jungle or in the forest, okay? It adds to the natural beauty, I mean, available in the jungle. So we find that other kinds of music, I mean, natural music, I mean, as played and performed by, for example, birds or in other places we may find, I mean, they are not only energetic, it's highly recommended to listen to them because they make us calm. They calm us, and at the same time, they give us the opportunity to get relaxed.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio,
we'll look at the negative effects. Bring sense. An insult or vile words in music is forbidden in Islam. Some music also had an inappropriate stuff in its content that will lead young generation into bad action. Songs nowadays contain of immorality and a stage act that downright immoral. Other negative effect is music also became a source of running away from reality. It may bring sadness and desperate condition through its lyrics. Music also became a medium of incorrect teachings and gender mixing.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa'ta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
On the continuation of today's special, the harmful effects of music on body and mind. Music, even when it is not directly stimulating the passions nor including depression and discordance, can be harmful owing solely to the fact that it arouses and nourishes an excessive state of emotion, which, when it is not transmuted into constructive activity, weakens the character. This wallowing in sentimentality was sternly denounced by William James in his Principles of Psychology in these words: "There is no more contemptible type of human character than that of the nerveless sentimentalist and dreamer, who spends his life in a sea of sensibility and emotion, but who never does a manly concrete deed. Even the habit of excessive indulgence in music for those who are neither performers themselves nor musically gifted enough to take it in a purely intellectual way has probably a relaxing effect upon the character. One becomes filled with emotions which habitually pass without prompting to any deed, and so the inertly sentimental condition is kept up."
One day, Imam Rida alayhi salam was asked about ghina. He was asked about singing and music. He told him, what is your opinion about singing and music? He told him, I'll have you answer. I'll let you answer. If al-haq, all of truthhood, was put on one side, and al-batil, falsehood, was put on another side, where do you think music would lie? Where do you think music and singing would lie, with al-haq or al-batil? The man said, al-batil. He said, then there you go. You have the answer. We know it. It's in our instinctive nature. We know when a good deed is a good deed, and we know when a bad deed is a bad deed. Imam Rida alayhi salam, he gives us the balance. He says, put good deeds on one side, al-haq on one side, and al-batil on another side, and you get to decide that this deed, where does it fall in? Under which category? One day, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam was passing by in the streets, was walking in the streets of Baghdad. He saw a house. The noise of music had filled the street. A house party, music, dancing. Imam al-Kalam saw that there's a slave, a female slave, standing at the door, maybe taking out the trash or whatever. She said, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he asked this female slave, he told her, this house, does it belong to a free man or a slave? Go ask the owner. Go ask the owner. Is he free or is he a slave? Because if he's free, if he's a slave, if he's genuinely a slave, he would not disobey his master. He would not disobey his master. This lady, she goes, the owner of the house, his name was Bish. She says, she told him, "Ya Bish, there's a man who asks that, are you free, a free man or a slave? Because if you're a slave, you wouldn't disobey your master. If you were genuinely a slave, you would not disobey your master." Bish comes out barefoot. That is why historians call him Bishr al-Hafi, Bishr the barefoot. He came out walking barefoot. He came to Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam. He realized that these are the words of the Ahlul Bayt. He came out and he sought forgiveness and repentance from this sin, the sin of holding house parties with loud music and with music.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us contemplate on a saying of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. O people, he who notices his own flaws will give up chasing others' flaws. And he who is satisfied with what Allah has endowed him will not be sad for what is in the hands of others.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more. No more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking about a hadith which has been narrated from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam regarding those people who will enter paradise without accounting, without being taken into account. As you know, there's some verses in the Holy Quran which allude to the fact that some people will enter paradise, will be given their reward without even being taken into account, without their actions being weighed, without their actions and what they did in this world being assessed. Somebody might ask, what's the purpose of this? I mean, why is this so good? Well, the truth of the matter is, the actual assessment of deeds and the weighing of deeds and the act of being taken into account by God is something very grave and something very serious and something very sometimes painful and even embarrassing for the human being. In other words, it's considered actually a reward in itself for not being taken into account by God, for having this stage of the hereafter being passed over for the person. This is one of the mawaqif, or way stations, of the hereafter, and it's very serious, it's very grave, it's very dangerous, and it's very embarrassing as well. So the fact that somebody is allowed to enter paradise without being taken into account is something very good and something very pleasing for the person. God says, "Say, O my servants who have faith, be wary of your Lord, for those who do good in this world, there will be a good reward, and Allah's earth is vast. Indeed, the patient will be paid in full their reward without any reckoning." Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, "When Allah will bring together the first and the last of people, a caller will call out, 'Where are the patient ones, that they may all enter paradise without account?'" The Imam then continued, "The angels will ask them, 'Who are you?' And they will answer, 'The patient ones.' Again, they will ask, 'And what were you patient with?' They will respond, 'We were patient with the acts of obedience to Allah.'" Sabarna ala ta'atillah. "And we were patient in keeping away from the acts of disobedience to Allah." Sabarna an masiyatillah. Right? So in this tradition, we see what characteristic allows us to enter paradise without being taken into account, and that is patience. Patience, or which we call in Arabic sabr, is one of those vital and essential characteristics and traits which has this result in the hereafter. Aside from the worldly and otherworldly results that we all are aware of, one of the benefits of patience and being patient is this that we've just seen. We're allowed to enter heaven and paradise without being assessed and without being weighed. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at those who will enter paradise without accounting, in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Welcome back, respected brothers and sisters. Thanks so much for joining us again. Inshallah, we will continue Surah An-Naba and practice and apply those rules that we just studied.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
So, Suratul Naba, respected brothers and sisters, we will again continue. Muhammad Yahya.
Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata.
Inna yawmal fasli kana miqata. Again, a dagger alif, it's pronounced, okay? You gotta pronounce it. MashaAllah. Mahdi, next ayah.
Wait, what? Yawma yunfakhu fassuri. فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجَ.
Thank you so much. Great. يَوْمَ. Okay. Thank you so much. Muhammad Hadi. Next ayah.
وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا.
MashaAllah. Let me recite these two ayah. يَوْمَ يُنْفَخُ فِي الصُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. أَبْ
Waba.
Bouncing sound, yes?
Abu Waba, sorry.
Great. But, Minha Hussein?
Abu Waba.
Okay. Wasuirat al jibalu fakanat saraba.
Great. Wasuirat al jibalu fakanat saraba. Yahya?
Inna jahannam kanat mirusada.
MashaAllah. Inna jahannama kanat mirsada. Mahdi.
Littaghina ma'aba.
Littaghina ma'aba. Normal sound, okay? Not too high, not too low. Okay?
Labithina fiha ahqaba.
MashaAllah. Labithina fiha ahqaba. Hadi, recite it. Thank you so much. Next ayah, Hadi. Next ayah.
There is one alif.
Look at that word, lam and alif, okay? Wherever you see, that's la. That's la. If there is a hamza before it, it is illa, but itself, okay? Lam and alif. That shape is pronounced as la.
La yathuquna fiha bardan wa la sharaba.
Yahya?
إلا حميما وغساقا
أحسن إلا حميما وغساقا. Great. مهدي.
جزاء وفاقا.
Thank you so much. جزاء وفاقا. Okay. Thank you. هادي.
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا.
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا. Thank you so much. Minha Hussein, next ayah.
وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا.
MashaAllah. وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا. محمد يحيى.
وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا.
ما شاء الله أحصيناه. That's great. وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا. Okay, thank you so much. Now we will recite together. Okay, I will recite the ayahs.
No,
you gotta repeat.
Sir, group by groupness. No.
So thank you so much, Muhammad Yahya. Now we will recite. I will recite. Come inshallah. Okay, you gotta repeat after. Ready? Next ayah, ayah 30.
فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا.
فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا.
Okay, one more time.
فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا.
فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا.
MashaAllah. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا.
إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا.
I want Mahdi to recite this
part. Oh no, why did I do that?
So Mahdi recited really well, yes? So our brothers and sisters all ask Mahdi to recite, inshallah, this part, because he recites the way Abdul Basit recites, yes? So Mahdi, please recite it for us. That has a lot of thawab if you recite, really.
إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا
حدائق وأعنابا
حدائق وأعنابا
وكواعب أترابا
وكواعب أترابا
وكأسا دهاقا
وكأسا دهاقا.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
I will join these four ayahs together now, okay?
Four
so
ayahs.
So, I mean, we have to. Four ayahs. Inna lil muttaqina mafaza, hadaiqa wa a'naba, wa kawa'iba atraba, wa ka'asan dihaqa. So, let's Small join them. We gotta pronounce those tanween, okay? We do not have to change it to alif, maddi, okay? We gotta pronounce it.
Inna lil-muttaqina mafazan hadaiqa wa a'naban wa kawa'iba atraban wa ka'san dihaqa.
Take a deep breath. One.
Inna lil-muttaqina mafazan hadaiqa wa
أحسن ما شاء الله.
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا
لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا
جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا
جزاء
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن
لا يملكون منه خطابا
لا يملكون منهما خطابا
لا يملكون منه خطابا
لا يملكون منه خطابا.
Take a look at the word منه. So we have ha, yes?
Yeah,
it has dhamma, but the other condition it doesn't have. Yeah. What is the other condition?
It has
the previous letter.
It should have
The previous letter is sakin.
Yeah. It should have some harakat that you move.
So, you do not say, minhu khitaba. No.
Min. Okay.
Hadi, can you tell me why we cannot say minhu khitab? Why can we cannot stretch the sound of minhu? But it doesn't have the condition. There were two conditions.
Yeah.
One, the previous letter is sakin. Guys, there are some words, okay, that even the previous letter has harakat, but you do not stretch the sound. Okay? For example, the word arjihi, for example. So you do not stretch the sound. Arjih. So there are some words, okay, that you gotta pay attention to them. Let's continue. Let's read one more ayah, then inshallah we'll continue in the next session.
يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا
يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا
ما شاء الله
لا
يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا
ما شاء الله Thank you so much
إن يوم الفصل كان ميقاتا يوم ينفخ في الصور فتأتون أفواجا وفتحت السماء فكانت أبوابا وسيرت الجبال فكانت سرابا إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا
After inshallah taking a break and reciting the salawat, our brothers and sisters are, I think they are a little tired, so let them rest for a minute, okay? I mean, not here, those who are listening. So, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajhum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa la tafdahni bi khafi ma tala'ta alayhi min sirri. ولا تعاجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the part of the Kumail supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَلَا تُعَاجِلْنِي بِالْعُقُوبَةِ عَلَى مَا عَمِلْتُهُ فِي خَلَوَاتِ. I ask you not to hasten me to punishment for what I have done in private. مِنْ سُوءِ فِعْلِي وَإِسَاءَتِ. My evil deeds in my secrecy and my misdeeds. وَدَوَامِ تَفْرِيطِي وَجَهَالَتِ. My continuous negligence and my ignorance. وَكَثْرَةِ شَهَوَاتِ. My manifold passions, وغفلتي, and my forgetfulness. We said that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell us that although hastening the sinners to punishment sometimes does not happen, but sometimes it happens due to the boldness of some of the servants in their sins exists in the Almighty Allah system, but this hastening the sinners can be removed by repentance. This can be removed by reforming the faults and most specifically by beseeching to him. We said the example is the people of Prophet Yunus ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhim assalam, that for those people the punishment was removed. Anyway, Imam Ali alayhi salam in this sentence has referred to four evil doings: dissipation, ignorance, passion, and forgetfulness. We talked about dissipation, ignorance, and passion, the last of which was described shortly. Let us continue talking about passion. We said that passion means extreme desire for the materialistic issues, which this desire is for untrue and unlawful reasons. And this dangerous tree of temptations and accompanying the sinners cannot be destroyed except by repentance and turning to Almighty Allah. The truthful servants say, the most branches of the passion tree, which have grown in most souls and led to many sins and immoralities, are seven. First, passion for positions and superiority means you need to be superior to others. You need to see others working under your control. Second, passion for wealth and belongings, which I assume needs no further explanations. Third, passions for palaces and expensive mansions. Fourth, passion for relationship with pretty women. Fifth, passion for delicious foods and intoxicant drinks, which you may remember when we were explaining the beginning part of this phrase of Kumail's supplication, we said an important tradition about the people after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam who were about to have and experience this spiritual metamorphosis. They used to pretend that these are not intoxicant drinks, these are only lawful drinks that are taken from Nabith. So they used to justify the wrongdoings.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. and remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Mentioning the seven most dangerous branches of passion. The fifth is passion for delicious food and intoxicant drinks. The sixth, passion for various splendid clothes. And seventh and last, passions for associating with wrongdoers and sinners. These seven passions unintentionally stimulate seven satanic vices, and they will eventually deprive all the human beings' hearts from the rays of understanding. These are the ones that turn the heart upside down. They will not allow the heart to continue doing its procedures, because heart has to take the light, attract the light of spiritual guidance from the Almighty Allah, and then dissipate it, and then use it to control the behaviors of the servants. But these seven passions will bring about seven satanic vices. They will bring about pride, hypocrisy, jealousy, greed, stinginess, oppression, and at last, wrath. Of course, explanation of each of these seven vices and their consequences requires a separate time, and we will not discuss them here. But even in explaining this part of the Qumayyah supplication, we took great help from the article available in the website al-islam.org named Commentary on Qumayyah Supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام میگذاره همه این ارزش ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه السلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام متى أشفي غيظي إذا غضبت أحين أعجز عن الانتقام فيقال لي لو صبرت أم حين أقدر عليه فيقال لي لو عفوت.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam used to say, "If I am angry, when shall I vent my anger? When I am unable to take revenge, and it be said to me, better you endure, or when I have power to take revenge, and it be said to me, better forgive."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us.